We head down to the Longview, Kelso area. Vern Foster, our friend, with a little Mark Morris recap. How you doing, Vern?
I'm great, Dick. How are you?
Doing well. Let's start with the girls, shall we? And how'd those dominant Mark Morris girls do against R.A. Long?
Well, we had a boys-girls doubleheader tonight, and both games were competitive throughout most of the game. The Monarch boys and girls game, we'll start first with the girls. The girls and R.A. Long were tied at 19 apiece at the end of the first half. It was kind of a low-scoring game because, you know, when rivalry games start, they're takes a while for everybody to kind of just relax or anything. Well, it took both teams quite a while to get relaxed, a 19-19 ball game. And the Monarchs, when the game was tied at 25-25, finally relaxed, went on a 22-5 run.
Ooh.
And they defeated the R.A. Long Lumberjacks, or Lumberjills, rather, by a score of 55-35. The Monarchs outscored the Jills 24-10 in the fourth quarter of play. Sophomore Madison Mosier and freshman Brooke Walling both scored 16 points apiece for the Monarchs, who have now won four straight games and now sit in league at 4-1. And they had a big upset on Wednesday when they knocked off Washougal 56-54. So depending on what happened tonight between the other games, Mark Morris could be in a tie for first place right now with two other teams. So the Monarchs are starting to kind of figure things out as they win tonight 55-35. Mark Morris winning the ball game actually at the free throw line as they hit 18 out of 27 tonight, including 17 for 23 in the second half. The Lumberjills were just 4 out of 8 in the entire ball game, and Mark Morris hit 7 three-pointers as well. So Mark Morris, the defending state champions, now working its way up the ladder in the Greater St. Helens 2A League and now are 4-1. Then we went to the boys' game, and that was quite a ball game as well, as the Monarch boys came in to the contest with a 4-1 league record, and R.A. Long was 3-2. And the way the week started, there was Mark Morris and Woodland and Washougal were all tied to start the week at 3-1 in league play, and R.A. Long was one game out. Well, the way it could have worked was if things worked out right, we could add a four-way tie for first place at the end of the week, because R.A. Long had knocked off Woodland, which dropped them down to 3-2 as well. So the Jacks and Monarchs were playing for first place tonight. And with 5 minutes left in the fourth quarter of play, the Jacks had a 55-45 lead.
Wow.
Well, the Monarchs then went on a 26-7 run in the last 5 minutes of the ballgame, got a 71-62 lead, and they win by a score of 77-69. The Monarchs outscoring the Lumberjacks 36-20 in the fourth quarter of play after the Jacks had outscored the Monarchs 24-12 in the third quarter of play. Nick Rink, a career-high 26 points with 5 triples tonight. Will Burkhart added 24 points. Joe Tafani had 12. And Mason Baker came off the bench to score 10 as the Monarchs continue to own the Lumberjacks. They've beaten them for 11 straight years. The winning streak's up to about 24 right now. So they are really just on the Lumberjacks. The Monarchs in this ball game as well win the game at the free throw line. Mark Morris, an outstanding percentage from the line tonight, 20 for 22 from the free throw line. Lumberjacks just were 5 out of 6 this evening. R.A. Long, now 3-3 in league, was led by Marcus Marriott. He had 17 points, including 5 triples. Kobe Rothwell had 14 points, and Hunter Jones had 12. But the Monarchs, again, were superior from the free throw line and also hit 40% for beyond the arc. And they rally with a 19-point swing in the fourth quarter, and they defeat the Lumberjacks tonight 77-69. So a fun night down at Mark Morris Gym tonight.
Wow, and with the momentum swing in that fourth quarter, I bet that place was absolutely rocking, Vern. I mean, in all the games you've ever done, how many games have you seen where 56 points were scored in one quarter?
It's not very often. It's not very often.
36-20. Really 36 fun. Points by one team in one quarter? That's a lot for an NBA team, and they're only these guys are only playing 8 minutes.
Well, the thing was, the Monarchs were down, like I said, 10 with about 6.5 to go at 55-45, and they ended up scoring 77 points. So they really turned on the Jets.
Wow.
In the final 6.5 minutes of the ballgame. And it was fun. It was one of the more entertaining Mark Morris, R.A. Long games we've seen in a long time.
That's fantastic. Any other scores down there?
No, unfortunately, I couldn't get anybody else because everybody is so focused on this game tonight. Everybody was here.
Now, there you go. You gave us the right one then. Thanks, Vern. Appreciate it.
All right. Talk to you next week, Jake.
You bet. Vern Foster joining us.